Hello and welcome to another episode of Never a Straight Answer Extra, yeah. The bonus episode. We throw out in midweek because we're lovely like that. We're kind of nice.
Yeah.
And we've just got pure news that we just didn't have time for in the main episode. So we thought we'd give you a bit of a midweek treat.
Gotta have a little treat in the week.
Yeah, you've got to sit in it, get over the hump. Get over that hump day.
Yeah.
And no better to listen to us ramble on about crazy stories that we found in the news.
Our circles, jealous squares. That's a question I've always wanted answered.
The penguins have flight envy.
Possibly.
Because these questions are all, they're out there and, you know, it's
rabbits
towards...
had fairy balls.
if eggs were eggs, my fucking auntie would be my brother's cousin.
Yeah, or nephew.
Or uncle. Well, anyway, we're going on.
Yeah.
We're getting a bit too surreal.
Yeah.
And then this is it, because we're a bit kind of weird, and it's like, you know, there's a couple of weird stories in this episode, actually.
And
I'm still drunk from Saturday.
You are. You're a right little piss, aren't you?
I know. Bottle's lasted a long time.
It's Christmas.
Well, this is... I actually got this bottle of Bacardi for Christmas.
Did you?
I got it at the Christmas raffle.
Oh, you got it at a raffle. Oh, sweet. Yeah, I got nothing. Couldn't be asked carrying it
around. Oh, yeah. So, gotta have a bit of a tipple.
Yeah.
How's everything going?
Pretty fine.
Pretty fine? Pretty good?
Yeah,
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah.
And we're just going to dive straight in then. I think we've got a couple of stories here. I've got one here. Did you hear about this? Paris. First nude restaurant.
Oh.
I mean, it's not...
No, I
wouldn't go. I mean, just because the opportunity to go to a nude restaurant presents itself.
I don't want to spill gravy on me like that. That's
exactly.
All I don't want to do.
You know, I'm a messy eater. So if I'm there eating my bowl of hot soup, I'd have to just go gazpacho and get the cold soup option.
Well, that's it. And the napkin as well. When you put the napkin over after you've finished, you've got to wipe your mouth with that.
Wait a minute. Is wearing a napkin technically wearing clothing?
Might be see-through one.
Well, it depends. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, throw a see-through one for you.
You see, I think, nude beaches, I understand why you get a nude beach.
Yeah, nudists.
And I understand nudists to an extent, but I think a lot of nudists, you know, do it in the privacy of their own home.
Or
in designated nudist sort of things. There was a story a couple of years ago about supermarkets doing a nudist hour where you could go and do your shopping in the nude.
They've done dates in there as well.
Oh yeah, they've had like dating nights where you can go singles nights.
Yeah.
Where you can go meet singles around the frozen fish aisle.
Yeah, watch them peas.
Get your single ready meals for one.
Yeah.
You know.
So
they are kind of like always doing these type of things, but I mean, like, this is Paris's first nude restaurant, and apparently it's gone tits up after a year of opening its doors. It opened in December 2017, and the concept seemed quite.
I think they probably thought
that it, you know, they'd get a kind of good few people coming in just for the novelty value of it.
I thought
France were quite liberal, quite open-minded in those respects. Where it's like we invented this thing called French kissing, no?
And hairy armpits and, you know, hairy legs.
Listen to me very carefully, I shall say this only once.
No, I want you to say it twice.
Once naked, customers could enjoy a three-course dinner of lobster, snails, lamb and scallops for only 58...
Scallops, did you say that?
58 euro scallops.
Scallops,
So, you know, but the thing is, right... You're in a nudist restaurant.
Yeah.
How many times did he turn around and go, oh no, I forgot my wallet.
Where you got to put your credit card?
My wallet's in my other trousers. Like, you know.
You shove your credit card in your donut.
Yeah, no wonder they've gone bollocking. Because no wonder they've gone fucking tits up. Because no fucker's paying, that's
it. No, you know what? You know what it should be? The guy should turn around and say, now, Gil, you've got the purse now, mate. You pay. I ain't got no purse here, love.
Oh, well, no, you have. You got the coin purse.
Well, yeah, but you can only have one coin in.
Well, you have two coins.
Well, yeah, you could. Yeah.
Technically speaking. Yeah. Well, I think they thought that it was going to be kind of like a good idea, but
yeah.
But they got the word out, and the attention started to grow. But like, you know,
what started to grow? Sorry,
the attention, right. And the fact that it was kind of, they actually opened it up to be kind of a clothing optional in the end.
They opened it up as well.
It didn't. It's still kind of going. Not very well, but I just thought it was quite an interesting story. Yeah, it looks like it. It looks like they've had pretty bad year.
And
I think they probably, this is why they've got the they've probably tried to get this out.
Yeah, it just hasn't worked the way that it's worked.
They tried to get this out in the media to try and get a bit of information out about last-ditch effort to try and get a few more customers in, because obviously we're talking about it. And if you're in the area, let me find out. Yeah, obviously, if you're in Paris, if you're not, if you're out there yellow jacketing,
You want a meal? 58 euros.
Get yourself down there, right? Yeah. All you need to do is just get in there, have your meal. I'm pretty sure they'll let you wear your yellow jacket.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like.
Well, no, they changed the rules eventually because it was getting to the point where they were nobody coming in, so they just changed it to clothing optional. I'm pretty sure.
So can I just wear flip flops?
Yeah, you could just wear flip flops or a high vis, and that's what I'm saying. All those yellow jacket protesters, get down there.
Yeah.
Protest in the nude with your high vis on.
That's a good idea. What happens if they want a cigarette in the front? Can you
smoke him? Oh, good point as well, yeah. Because I suppose you can't exactly go to a smoking shelter or go outside and have a cigarette.
You've got kids or women and
what by. That rule is only in the UK in terms of smoking inside. I'm not sure if that applies in France.
Sure, I would have thought it would have. Maybe, I'm not too sure, to be honest.
I would imagine. It's something I have to have a look into because I know, I know it doesn't, it's not European law in that sense of the word, because I think it is just strictly in the UK, because when I've been abroad to European countries, the law is you can smoke out anywhere. You smoke in bars, and it's really weird because I'm not used to it.
It's
like it just feels like the 90s.
Can't come back and like start smoking.
Exactly, it's like the rules totally change when you go away. So you know.
See, so other countries do have better freedoms than us.
Well, not necessarily better freedoms, because at the end of the day, you could argue that. I mean, I don't miss smoking in bars or pubs.
That's why I agree. Yeah,
it's like, you know, and at the end of the day, it's like, look, you've got to think about the workers as well, because it's like, remember Roy Castle?
Yeah.
And you know, he was. If you don't know Roy Castle, he was on a program.
Record breakers.
He was on a show called Record Breakers here in the UK, and it was kind of like breaking records, breaking world records.
Yeah.
And that guy, he was like such a nicest guy. Yeah. And he was the presenter of the show.
Yeah.
And he was a trumpet player, played jazz trumpet.
Did a lot for charity.
And he rode a bike through London. Yeah. And that was his mode of transportation, and he did this show, did a lot for charity, and then never smoked a day in his life.
Nope.
But because he travelled in smog, riding, breathing in the air from when he was on his bike, and then performing in jazz clubs,
playing trumpet, was always where smoking it was
smoky atmosphere, you know.
Yeah, he was going to catch up to him.
He ended up catching up to him, and you know, and that was someone who didn't even partake. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it is a good idea. You've got to think of the employees rather than yourselves, and like, you know, people who work there. They could
serve
you. Got
to have that empathy for everyone around you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anything happening that you want to talk about? Anything in the news? I've got a couple of stories here. One's really weird.
Yeah. Well, apparently, 129 MEPs have signed a letter to the British people to ask them can you come back,
please don't go,
we still love you, we want you to stay here,
please,
and
don't
like
go.
Look after us, because once you go, these fuckers are gonna chew us up and throw us
so
in
what are they bit. Actually saying, what's the letter saying?
Well, basically they're saying come back and we change the rules. Look, you had the chance of changing the rules fucking years before.
I know I've been bad in the past.
Yeah, basically.
I can change.
They don't want to lose us. They can't afford to lose us, because surprisingly, France and Germany are losing a shitload of money at the minute, and they're not going to be able to cope. And if any of them go down,
I thought I wrote something down about this story, and I totally forgot what it is now.
Oh, right.
I had a joke, but...
Right.
Gone. No,
it didn't work, did
gone.
It? Yeah.
Gone.
No.
Yeah.
You'll find it later.
It's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, but, yeah. No. It partially came back there for a second.
It?
No, it's gone again. So,
see.
So what they're saying is, they basically just wrote us a
love,
like,
letter,
a love
saying,
letter
come back,
saying we don't want to lose you. We had some good times.
Yeah, we can have some more good times. I'll change for you. And it's you're supposed to change like fucking 20 years ago and you haven't changed.
Well, I've heard France want to like do that now. I thought France want to kind of come out.
Yeah, there's talks now of French bread now. That's what they're calling it. That's their Brexit.
Is that their Brexit? French bread. French steak. French loaf. Oh my God. That's
Frexit, innit?
Yeah, the Frexit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'd have called it.
Yeah,
but Frexit. I wouldn't have called it the French baguette or whatever. Oui, oui, bonjour, madame.
That's not official, that one. That's,
oh,
that's
is that
my,
what you're
yeah,
calling?
Yeah, that's what I was calling it.
I'd call it the frog's legs.
The frog's legs.
A frogzik.
I call it Viva for France.
No, I'd call it a frogzik.
Frogzik.
Yeah, frogzik.
Coxic.
Frog's ick.
Frog's ick. Yeah, well...
Frog's exit.
Yeah.
Frog's ick. You can have that.
Nah.
You can put that in the bank. Have you heard about this teenager? Right, have you heard about this film, Bird Box?
I have heard about this film,
Bird
Box.
Right, now, I don't really... I've seen a trailer for it, but it didn't really give much away, and I'm kind of confused, because I've found this article here about a teenage girl escapes... without injury after drifting into another lane of traffic whilst driving blindfold, inspired by the film. So
what should happen there is she should be charged for that act that she did, and then she wants to sue the film if she's got proof that she did it because
she
of the film.
She can sue the film. The filmmakers aren't responsible for fucking people.
Well, that's why I said if she's got the proof to state that it's their responsibility.
There's always
going to
be a level of copycat. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, and I wasn't 17, but I was like younger, 8 years old, doing crane kicks in the back garden after watching Karate Kid.
Yeah.
And probably kicking my brother in the face or in the chest.
Oh,
you know,
standard.
That's standard.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, is my mum then supposed to turn around and say, oh, you hurt your brother, so I'm going to sue the makers of Karate Kid because he was imitating Danny...
If she has the proof
doing the crane,
you did that because of the film.
Oh, we've got the video. She videoed. No, the option is video it. But you know what I'm saying is, you can't blame a medium for the actions of an idiot.
No,
trying to pull off whatever. Do you
well,
know,
then,
pulling off a move.
Then hold on, then.
It's like me jumping off a building and going, "I was trying to be Tom Cruise."
Then what's the point of it being in the news?
Well, because the fact is, she's a stupid idiot, and she's gone and she's put herself at risk and other people.
Yeah.
So it's like what I'm getting at is, in terms of it's not down to the filmmaker to if someone goes out and copies it,
but it
is down to the filmmaker to be a bit more
responsible.
when they're making stuff into films.
Yeah.
So
that's why they have guidelines.
Exactly. So it is a catch-22 situation, but
she is at fault.
She's at fault.
If she wants to fight back, the only way she could do it is if she had evidence that she had to do it.
Well, it's a thing that's going on now because it's basically called a challenge, or the Bird Box challenge.
Who said it's a challenge?
Well, the internet, because the internet does stuff like this, doesn't it? I mean, why did people dump buckets of ice water on their heads for weeks?
Well, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because people are idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not really, because I mean, I suppose it had a purpose at first. It was for charity. But it was like, it got to the point where people were just doing it and not giving the money to charity.
Yeah, I was
just to be part of the fad.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, this 17-year-old girl was unsuccessfully trying to emulate a character from The Bird Box with Sandra Bullock, a movie where the character is forced to be blindfold themselves to escape the apocalypse. So, yeah, I think there's a monster in it that if you see it, then it kills you. So they've all blindfolded themselves to try and escape it, but like obviously that means they've got
to get through
the terrain with a blindfold.
How are they
going
to find food? How are they going to
eat? Oh yeah, well
how
that's the point, isn't it? It's this kind of like impossible situation.
Well, yeah, it is. But why would someone want to be put it as a challenge.
Well, because...
Get from here from Leeds to Bradford in fucking however long, blindfolded. Go for it. Boom. Yeah, all right then. I'm on my way.
Well, this is it. I knew a lad when I was in my teens who was like, do you know that scene in Fight Club?
Yeah.
Where they just let go of the steering wheel and crash the car just to see what it's like to be. Well, it's like literally driving down the motorway. Yeah. And he goes, have you ever been in a car crash?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. And he goes, well, how much do you know about yourself if you've never been in a car crash? So he makes him let go of the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And he just literally veers off into the hard shoulder and hits the barrier.
Yeah.
And flips the car.
Right.
Yeah. And they get out.
Yeah.
And it's like this euphoric sort of, oh my God, we survived sort of moment.
Yeah.
And it was like a life lesson in Tyler Durden's sort of head, because he's trying to impart this, like, you know, freeing sort of wisdom.
Yeah, he's trying to say
you know, you've learnt something about yourself today.
Yeah.
That you've survived a car crash. You know what I mean? And you've never done that to you know, it's that sort of mentality.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like when people kind of go out and do dangerous things to imitate art, then it's crazy. I mean, it makes me laugh when you hear about all these kind of like serial killers, when they get people writing to them in prison, you know, like fan letters.
Yeah,
because it's like, why are you that fucking twisted that you want to go and then worship or imitate or copycat or be involved with that sort of thing? Do you know what I mean?
Because some people are so lonely that the idea somewhere along the line, the indication is, let's have a pen pal somewhere.
Yeah, totally have a pen pal.
Who's the best one?
But there's lovely people who just live out of the country, who live, you know, a different state or a different region of the country you live in.
Yeah.
You know, these pen pals all over the place, and that's not a bad thing, because there's something to about learning a new culture or learning things about somebody from a different area in a different, you know, place. It's great. That's a good thing, but it's like, you know, what typically are you going to learn about somebody who's incarcerated for murder?
How did he do it? Why did he do it?
Yeah, but is that not ulterior motives? Are they not just trying to look into it for what reasons? Are they just nosy?
Don't know. I mean,
or are they trying to research something?
Have you ever thought that, like, bookmakers and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Are they trying to research something? Or are they just being really nosy? Or are they just legitimately attracted to nutters?
Well, it'd be twisted bits of each one of them, won't it, really? If you can think of it, that one of them at least is trying to do it.
Yeah,
you know,
it's just the volume of people who are, and it.
Yeah,
kind of,
I think it was starting to be like a little fadding, like, you know.
No, it's still as big as it ever has been, especially in the States. So it is. I mean, people do tend to kind of have these like, you know, pen pal relationships with inmates.
That's the way it is.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, whoa. Other than that, I mean, have you got anything else you'd like to talk about?
I do. Let's see. United States shutdown.
Yes.
It's broke the record.
What is this about? Because, like, I heard that the government or the parliament shut down.
Yeah.
Right.
So all parts of the government.
Right.
About
so, but
two
does that, but I, what I was reading was somewhere along the lines of that makes Trump not the president at the moment.
No, he's still president.
So, well, what does it mean in terms of the government shutting down? Because I know he was like, so is this the CIA, NSA?
Yeah, FBI and all that. Friday, they would have been paid. But this Friday, they didn't get paid.
Right, okay.
They don't have to do the job. They can go home unpaid. But obviously, if everyone goes home, nothing's going to go. It actually affects 80,000 workers.
So what do you reckon? Do you think that they've got a new plan in action, that they've got a new intelligence service that they're implementing?
No, the reason why they're doing it is because... Fuck off, get in the pen. The reason why they're doing it is because the Democrats have got the power of giving money, but the money they're not willing to give to President Trump, and he's only asking for... 5.7 billion.
For
right?
What? For what reason?
For a part of the wall.
For his Mexico wall. Right.
Secure it at the actual like border force.
It's like he's really trying to sell this wall now, isn't it? It's like, hey, if you're joining the wall, I'll name a section of the wall after you. We've already got the McDonald's section of the wall and the Burger King section.
There's only a little bit to be done now.
We're just waiting for the Starbucks section to be erected, and then we're all set.
Democrats are being
dicks. It's going to be the best wall ever. No greater wall.
Yeah, it's going to be what they need, because like they've even taken out old walls and put new walls in.
That's fucking stupid, though. It's like, I mean, this is it. He must be literally.
It's not just walls, though, it's the other parts of equipment.
He's asked for 5.5 million to complete.
He's asked for 5.7 billion.
Billion to complete a section of his wall.
Not
right.
Just the wall, also the border force.
But why? So he needs to recruit a border force, but he's literally half of his 80,000 workers have walked out.
Yeah, but hold on.
Or have they just been sacked?
Over the last 20 years, they've all agreed to having this wall, but never implemented
it. But what's the wall got to do with
the... Because it's the biggest part of the security.
Yeah, no, but what's it got to do with the CIA and the FBI?
Because they're a part of the government. It's like the council closing down.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, just because, like, say if I'm the Prime Minister of England, right, and I want to stick a wall between the UK, England and Scotland, right, and then I turn around and then I get all my MI5 operatives walking out.
Well, no,
I'd be like, what's that got to do with anything? What's that got to do with my wall?
Well, if you're Labour, the Democrats are going to turn around and say to you, because they've got hold of the money and they're
writing the checks, right? Okay.
And basically, the only way you can get the money is by putting it down as an emergency power, which then it gives them the enforcement to actually do it.
So wait a minute, right?
But there's other.
So has he turned around and said, right, you're not going to give me the money, I'll find it another way?
No.
So why has everyone?
He's basically said,
give
me the money, or the government closes until you give me the money.
Right, so that's what I'm saying, but he doesn't need the money now because he'll save the money by not paying everyone.
No, because back pay.
And at the end of the day, if the government closes, they're contracted to say if they close down, they've not closed down for good.
No.
And they'll be entitled to that pay. There's no reason why they've not been paid.
Yeah, they will get paid, but they'll only get paid when the government opens up again.
Yeah, that's...
The part of the government, it's not all of it, it's only 80,000 people.
That is a bit of a fucking shit trick.
Under the federal government.
Because who's implemented that then?
Who's implemented that? The reason is because the Democrats...
So because... Wait a minute. No, who's gave the order to say, all you go home until I get what I want?
Trump.
Right. So he's let a lot of American citizens, what you've just said, nearly 80,000 American citizens, right, go home with no pay, right, until he gets what he wants, right? And what he wants is a section of the wall building.
Not
right?
Just a section
so
of the wall.
So what about, all right, then, so what if that was you and you've been told to go home because you've not...
I agree with him.
Right, you'd agree with him and you'd take no wages until further notice.
Yeah, I agree with him.
And risk getting evicted from your home.
I agree with him.
And not putting food on your kid's table.
But...
Because he's not getting $5.5 billion because he wants it for a wall.
No.
That's ridiculous.
But hold on. The last presidency got $48 billion.
For healthcare, was a benefit
for the wall.
For the wall. The wall wasn't even...
The wall wasn't even built.
No, the wall wasn't even brought up until Trump...
No, it's been brought up the last 20 years.
Well, not yet. No,
they've all agreed they're going to put up a wall. No, Trump just haven't put it up.
Well, Trump wanted that wall and he wanted... Never mind Jerusalem. Jerusalem's beside the point at this point,
It's the same factor.
Right. What I'm saying is...
They've been saying stuff for years, but they haven't implemented it.
But that's what I'm saying, because everyone knows it's, you know...
Because they ain't going to do it.
Well, exactly.
So he's doing it.
Yeah, but why are they not doing it? Because, really, at the end of the day, do they need a big wall in the middle of the country?
Yeah.
Right. At the end of the day, Mexico's not as big a country as America.
Yeah, but you're talking all the South Americans coming through. Right. There's another caravan of...
Besides the point, right, what I'm saying is, right, fuck the wall. I'm talking about the citizens of America.
To secure the citizens.
Right. To secure the citizens. Yeah. So you're going to send 80,000 people on with no pay and risk those factors. Because I know if I didn't get paid for 2 or 3 months yet, it'd affect me.
It's not turning into months, so it's only 22 days.
Well, how do you know? What if he doesn't get what he wants after 22 days?
Then he will be forced to put it into emergency measures.
Right, well, what are his emergency measures? Say that they can't come in for another month?
It changes it all again.
Well, it's not fair.
That's why he hasn't done it. What I'm saying is,
you might agree with him, but if it was you who was being affected by it, you wouldn't.
No, I would. I don't think a lot of these people...
Why aren't the Democrats
giving him the money?
Because it's maybe they've got other things they need to spend it on and they haven't got the
money. No, they've got the money there.
Well, how do you know? Have you done the figures? Have you done the budget? The figures
have come out. They have the money there.
Right.
They just don't want to do it because they didn't like the Trump one, so they're trying to make him look like a dick.
Right, well, whatever their reasons are, they've decided against giving him the money. There must be a myriad of factors, yeah. It's not just that, we don't like him and we don't like he won.
It's the main factor.
Well, that's your opinion, right?
That's your opinion, right?
I respect your opinion, but what I'm saying is, right, whatever the reasons are, right, they've not given him the money, right? So in response to that, he's then turned around and gone, well, fuck you then, my government's closing down until further notice, right? Now, if he sent them all on with pay, then fair dues, but he hasn't,
but hold on.
He sent them all with no pay.
But hold on, the reason why is because the Democrats didn't give him the money.
Because that money was partly to pay the men and women. What you've just said is it was to build a wall. Money for the men and women.
That's where they're stuck on.
Money for the men and women who work in the CIA and the FBI is already accounted for. They get a yearly annual budget, right? So their wages is safe, right? So, right?
What year is it for the budget to come free?
So what he's doing there, Trump is going, all right, you're not going to give me the money. I'll recoup it elsewhere. Right? Yeah. So if he's sending people home and not paying them, he's making that money elsewhere. He's making the people pay for it.
No, because he's going to pay back.
It's a joke. That's not right. So, if you agree with it, I don't, but that's fair enough. Yeah. You're entitled to your opinion, but to be honest, I think that's not a very nice thing to do. And they say anyone is three paydays away from being homeless. Yeah. Right,
it's true, but that's not down to Trump.
Well, no, he's made the decision. He's asked a question. They've said no.
No, right. Hold on.
That's it. That's the drawn line.
Right. No. What happens is they've drawn up all where the expenditure's going to be. Yeah, and a part of it is the wall.
Right.
Right. Now this is what they're stuck on: the wall and the security. Not just the wall. It's all the equipment that the border force need.
Understandable, right? Now, well, that's like me turning around and saying,
"I can't do anything until they sign it."
I know, because he's turned around and promised.
So that's why the government closes.
He's promised something that he can't physically deliver on because he's not got the funds.
Yeah.
Right. So he's gone cap in hand.
And he can't pay his workers.
Right. He's gone cap in hand, saying, I've got this grand design for a project I want to do. Yeah, it's the big wall that crosses from Mexico to America, and I want it to be this big, and I want it to be this amazing, and I want everyone to remember that I did it. Right. So when they go, well, we haven't really got the money for this. Yeah, we have got money in the pot, but it's not really money we can be spending on this. Right. And I understand that you need X amount for people to man it, you need X amount for materials, you need X amount for building it and construction, right? But we physically can't do it. We're not yet at the financial year, so they might be looking at it thinking, well, we might look at it at the next financial year, which is, like you say, coming up, right? But he didn't. He turned around and went, no, all right, then you don't want to give me the money. It's rather he's trying to make the money elsewhere by not paying people, right, and closing down parts of his government.
Until that signature's signed.
Or he's trying to make a statement which is reflecting on the citizens who have got nothing to do with it, right? And they're losing out because, and they might get back pay, but at the end of the day, why have they got to suffer for months in poverty because their leader has made a wrong decision?
For something so small to stop something that could happen so big.
Like you say, that wall's not been up for decades and no one's, and fair enough, they've had people slipping in, right? But why don't they take what budget they have got, Right.
They got 48 billion right, all right, last then. Time and they didn't do the war.
Well, they don't
and
need
where
to build
did half
war.
The money go?
You just hired the staff to man
the
border.
Security forces, I was watching a live interview with the president and border forces, people, you know, and like sheriffs and all that, and they were showing that they've been underfunded for like the last 15 years.
Yeah. All right then. So do you think once this wall's gone up that it's going to stop
it help him a lot?
It might help him.
It's actually shown
it's
there's a village
people.
Down the road of where they did the thingy where Mexicans
I'm
come
not
over
asked about whether they want to build the wall or not, right? The
but it does is, prove that it does
is,
help.
What you've just told me is the facts, right? Or the facts as you know them and the facts as I've yeah. been laid it out to me, right? And if that is the case, then it you know, the government's closed down, but it's because of...
He hasn't signed the paper that the Democrats want
yeah,
him
I know,
to sign.
Yeah, but it just seems like a really... It's not even like a... It's a non-decision because that... Like you say, the wall's not been up. They've been talking about it, but nothing ever been done about it. So why
so he's
is the
forcing their
so
hand.
Why is the urgency? What's going to matter if he has to wait another year for to get the funding? Why doesn't he wait that year and try and get the funding?
Because he's
than,
a doer and not a waiter.
Right,
around.
Right. Well, he's doing and then he's making rash decisions.
I don't think it's a rash decision.
Well, I think some people might disagree.
It's a rash decision, like, not to put up the wall. Because you've got to think of it like home security. Would you, like, not lock your door at night?
Well, yeah, exactly, but there's a difference between home security
and
then,
no security.
Yeah, but there's a difference between, what's it, you're not securing the futures of your kind of your employees because at the end of the day, they're relying on you to provide them. You sign a contract to get provided with, a wage every month, right? And B, a secure job situation. So if you turn up and you then get sent home because because your boss has said, something's not gone my way, so I'm deciding to send you all home until I get my way.
Yeah.
Then it's unfair.
No, but it's made out to be like that, but it's not really like that.
Well, what is it like?
Because the Democrats and the Republicans have got to decide on the budget. So the budget's come up, they put down, they need the money for, they've only asked for 5.7 billion for the wall and security on the border, right? That is less than like a tenth of what the last one was.
Right.
Right? So they've asking for that and the Democrats are saying no. So because the Democrats are saying no and Trump can't sign it because he needs that money to do the job. He can't sign it, so then the government, a part of the government, closed down.
Well, there you go. You can't do it. But that's what I'm saying. If you can't do it, you can't do it.
Yeah, but there's no reason, absolutely no reason for them to not sign it.
But there must be because they won't sign it.
Because they want him to look like a fool.
Right. Well, if that's the only reason, then. Shame on all of them because if that's it then like I say the only people who are suffering
is their people.
You two are at a stalemate and your own people are suffering so fucking shame on you that's all I can say about that and I think we've spent enough time talking about this to be honest so we'll move on is there anything else you want to talk about?
I've got SpaceX.
What's happening with SpaceX at the minute?
SpaceX are going to get rid of a tenth of their employees.
Really? Fucking hell, mate. Is everyone just getting sacked off this week or what?
No, I think it's down to money saving. They're trying to save some money so they can, because they've got so many projects on satellites. They've just done 10 satellites they've just sent up.
Yeah, they have, haven't they, actually?
For the military. And there's 18 more to go up yet. And yet they want to still put things on the base, on the moon, and then from there, so they need the funding and they need all the, little bits and bobs.
Fucking bits and bobs, nicks and that.
Yeah,
and
you know what I mean? So they need to make sure that they've, they've got enough for the future. And they're trying to, like, not spend the money on, you know, stupid things or...
What, like walls?
Yeah, they're trying to save it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you understand.
Bloody fuck off.
Tell you what, if anyone wants to get us a new laptop...
Yeah.
That'd be handy. I've just spilled drink all over it. That was not good. We're still here anyway, we're still in action. So I mean, in terms of like SpaceX, they've been quite prolific this year, haven't they? They've been doing quite a lot of mad stuff.
Yeah, they've had their ups and downs, haven't they, this year because of...
But it's one of those where, you know, they've had a lot of kind of criticism in terms of like the kind of, your rocket didn't land on the platform like it was supposed to.
Yeah.
Or why are you sending stupid... Like, you know...
Pictures in a car.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know...
It's like...
But
it's all tested.
I think in terms of Tesla, there's going to be stuff coming up in the future that we're only going to be a bit kind of like, wow.
Yeah.
I did not expect that.
Yeah.
And so it's one to watch, to be honest. And I know... But that's the thing with them, you know, these technology moguls or like... Yeah. What were they called? Philanthropists.
Yeah.
It's like they do try and kind of get their fingers in a lot of pies, and some stuff works, some stuff doesn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like you never know what's round the corner with them. Well, so, you know.
That's it. Just hope that some good stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
I think so.
Yeah. I've got a story here, I think. One second. Like I say, I've just had a bit of a mishap here.
What
issue? Totally issues tonight. Here we go. Right, we've got a story here of a man who he's basically accusing his roommate of stealing a lottery ticket worth $10 million.
Oh, shit.
Right? This is...
You won't be best pleased.
Oh, no, you wouldn't at all, would you? I mean, like, basically, he's his ex-roommate now.
Yeah.
So... He was in California and had 10 million reasons to hate his former roommate. That's the number of dollars that he would have won on the lottery if the ticket he purchased on the 20th of December was like, he's allegedly stole it, his roommate.
Oh,
the roommate of 35, I can't even pronounce his second name, Abdul Salsung Yang, was arrested on Monday and charged with grand theft, according to his Facebook post. By the Vacaville Police Department.
Oh, shit.
The police post said an unidentified man had purchased a $30 ticket hoping to win some extra cash for a holiday. He hit the pay dirt and the ticket came through at 10 million? Yeah.
Okay.
And he shared the good news with his two roommates. The next day, the man took the ticket to the California State Lottery office and to get his jackpot, only to be told the ticket wasn't a winner and he'd been altered. Victim suspected the ticket had been stolen by one of his roommates and replaced with a fem and the theft, and so he reported the theft. So yeah, what do you reckon? Do you reckon it was actually a prank, or do you reckon that he got the wrong ticket, or
nah, someone's thiefed it. Someone's thiefed it, yeah.
And replaced it.
I do.
Well, you'd find out soon enough, wouldn't you, when they went in the
video imaging.
Well, no, when you went in with the
ticket.
With the ticket and said, yeah, I've won the lottery.
You know what? Realistically, you'd wake up. If you knew you had the ticket on the side, you wake up and you see your other two pals, you'll know straight away.
Oh, of course.
You'll sort of know straight away there's something just not right with you today.
One of them wouldn't be there, mate. You'd never see him again. That's what it'd be. You'd just be like, has anyone seen Pete this morning? And he'd be like, Pete's gone. His room's empty. All of his clothes are gone.
Yeah.
In fact, he's not. He's got 10 million. He's not going to take anything with him, is he, really?
No. Are you fuck?
So, I think that, you know, to be honest, yeah, his roommate's totally had that away.
Yeah.
And he's just doctored another ticket
left
it in the room as a kind of... Do you know what that is? It's just a diversionary tactic because it's just enough that he knows he can see it.
Yeah.
It's still in the room.
Yeah.
It's only when he went to claim it that he realised it wasn't legit.
Yeah.
So,
And you know, he must have known that in the morning he would have fucking gone to try to claim it.
Yeah, exactly. So, there you go.
He's a fool, man. He could have had a share of that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's pretty much it for this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, next week we've got a pretty good episode coming on Saturday. We've got a couple of guests coming in.
Yeah.
Well, coming over the phone, from the US of A.
Yeah.
And so that'll be quite exciting.
Yeah,
good topic as well, which got quite a lot of content for, so make sure you stick around for that.
Yeah.
If you've got any questions or you just want to get in touch and have a chat with us, you're more than welcome. You can reach us on neverstraightanswer@gmail.com. You can get us on Twitter at NASA_never and on Instagram at neverstraightanswer. Alternatively, you can basically show your support by going and sporting a t-shirt or a hoodie. You can get that at dizzyjam.com/neverstraightanswer. And if you want to subscribe, Patreon as well. Get on Patreon if you want to kind of show your support, and you can donate there. Got a couple of tiers, and it's all going back into the podcast as well.
Yeah.
So if you want to kind of help us out, that'll be great.
Yeah.
Subscribe. And maybe leave us a little comment or a rating.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect too.
Yeah,
and that'd be really helping us out. So that's pretty much it for this episode. So all we got time for. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
And that's it for us. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Farting.
You've always farting.
Yeah.
You screw up.